welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. Now, some of the best places to visit in Europe may not necessarily be the best known. The German city of Düsseldorf is unlikely to be at the top of anyone's must-see destinations in Europe, but there's still quite a lot to do and see there. This post was written by Amanda Kendall, and you can read it in full and see the photos and leave a comment with any tips you have on things to do and see in Düsseldorf at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. So Düsseldorf is situated in the far west of Germany, close to the Dutch border. It's better known as a financial centre, but it is an attractive city to visit, and here are some things to do. Visiting the Altstadt, or Old Town. Düsseldorf's Old Town is famously known as the longest bar in the world, as there are over 250 bars and coffee houses within just a square kilometre, so you'll have no shortage of places to hang out at night. Although the Old Town was almost completely rebuilt after World War II, it has been built in typical old style, so is still quite charming. The Rhine River Promenade is a particularly pretty walk along the riverside. Now, the tallest building in Düsseldorf is the Rhine Tower, a 234-metre-high tower which includes a restaurant and a viewing platform near its peak. As you'd expect, the views are fantastic. On a clear day, you can even see as far as the gorgeous Cologne Cathedral in the next city. At the Marionette Theatre, inside the Palais Wittgenstein, close to the centre of the Old Town, you can see performances for adults and children. The theatre is small, with fewer than 100 seats, so it's got a lovely intimate performance feel. Now, St. Lambertus Basilica is famous for its unusual, twisted, winding tower. Even after it was destroyed in the war, it was reconstructed in the same way. Many people consider this the symbol of the city. The church itself is pretty, and there are numerous legends from the city's history based here. Königsallee is the place to go in Düsseldorf if you want to indulge in some retail therapy. Since Düsseldorf is famous for the Agedo Fashion Fair, it's also home to a large number of boutiques and luxury retail stores. It's also a pretty place for a stroll, as a canal runs down the middle. The Goethe Museum is housed in the Schloss Gaggerhof and contains all kinds of Goethe-related paraphernalia, but also has a section devoted to Faust. Benrath Palace is a beautiful Rococo palace, and the park that surrounds it complements it perfectly. At the moment, they're trying to get it listed as a UNESCO heritage site. As well as admiring the architecture and gardens, you can visit one of the several museums housed within the palace buildings. For something a little different in Düsseldorf, the Japan Centre features traditional Japanese markets, restaurants, and gardens, for a little taste of Asia within Düsseldorf. As with many centuries-old cemeteries in Germany, the Alter Goltzheim Friedhof Cemetery in Düsseldorf is both a tranquil green space suited to a quiet stroll, as well as a historical landmark with the graves of quite a few famous artists and architects. So if you have any tips on things to do or places to visit in the German city of Düsseldorf, do leave a comment on the blog. Thank you for listening, and do join us again soon. You can subscribe so you don't miss any podcasts on Audioboo or on iTunes. Goodbye.